Please take your seats, and if you've got your Bible with you, turn with me real fast to the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. We've got some serious business to do today on the football pitch. Praise God. Hallelujah. wonderful. Glory to God. Isaiah 40, and we'll look at verse number 29. Isaiah 40, 29. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Praise Jesus. Say it out loud. That's my portion. That's my inheritance. And it's my nature. In Jesus' name. Father, we greet your word today, Lord God. Let it do something wonderful on the inside of us. We thank you for that nature that you have given us, Lord God. We give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I want to share with you today something about the eagle nature. One thing I've noticed about God is that, and you'll bear witness with this, I'm sure. How many of you, something... You've gone through life, something has been put on the inside of you before you've needed it. You've not known that it was there, but then when the time arose, something came out of you that you didn't know was there, that was exactly right and exactly perfect for the situation. Put up your hand if that's that. You can bear witness to that. You see, God has put nature inside of us, the born-again nature, that we don't fully know what is in there until circumstance draws it out. Amen. Say it out loud. Thank God. For the eagle nature. There's something about the eagle that when it's like it's an unusual kind of bird. There's really nothing like it around. There's things that look like it, like the vulture, but you know, you can tell straight away. How many of you, you've seen an eagle and you've seen a vulture, and you can tell instantly which is which? Eagles have a different nature to vultures, even though, you know, some of them can actually look the same. And there's something about the eagle nature. The Bible says that God's put it in there. And he says, he gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. He says, even though young men stumble, I hope there's no stumbling on the pitch today in the 18-yard box, because some of these referees are very intensely dodgy. And England, there's something about this country and being on the wrong side of justice on the pitch that we need to just correct in the spirit, by declaration, by fasting. And that's why Gareth Southgate needs me in front of the TV at as soon after 1 o'clock as possible to right those wrongs in the name of Jesus. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's something about it. There's the eagle nature. He says, though youths, in verse 30, grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord, or another translation says, yet those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I was praying once about this word, this scripture. The King James, it says, those who wait upon the Lord. How many of you have ever worked in a restaurant? Anyone here worked in a restaurant? Put up your hand. Great. Now, how many of you have waited upon tables in a restaurant? Okay. Because this is what God showed me concerning this scripture, right? We have this kind of idea that somehow waiting upon the Lord is like, I don't know, like some sort of yoga thing where you're like, hum. Do you know what I mean? And like, you're just kind of waiting for God like that. But the Lord showed it to me this way. He said, the waiters in a restaurant are some of the busiest people in that restaurant. They are waiting upon tables. And he said, I want you to wait upon me as though you are waiting upon tables. He said, make sure that your hands are busy to do my bidding, whatever it is and whenever the situation awaits. Hallelujah. That's key to great blessing. It's been a key to phenomenal breakthroughs in my life. I can't begin to tell you the testimonies. Those of you who've known my life and you've seen me, you know, like growing up in Christ and going into ministry and like, you know, just becoming what God had somehow already put on the inside of me, and all it took was circumstance to draw it out. You see, I could have left. You imagine all the potential that I could have left on the inside of me and done nothing about. And settled for the easy option, settled for something that, you know what, I'm happy. This is little old me and my little old prayer meeting, and I'm with the Lord, and nothing is gonna distract me. No one's gonna take my joy. Have you ever met people like that? So full of potential, but yet that potential has remained canned. And one thing that God does, you see, in life, he will set up circumstances to release that thing that was on the inside of you from way before. People said to one of the things that I couldn't quite get about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as the spiritual gifts, the 1 Corinthians 12 gifts started to develop on the inside of me, I noticed something. I thought, wow, you know what? The traits and the traces of those gifts were in me long before I got saved, but I just didn't know what they were. And it's like, wow. And I thought to myself, goodness me, you know what? You know, you think about the New Age. You think about how many people where the gifts of the Holy Spirit have been in them in a dormant fashion. Satan has taken opportunity to activate those gifts with a wrong spirit, and they've ended up in the realm of the psychic, distorting the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and not ended up in the prophetic and in the supernatural mantle of God. And that's why so many people get confused, is because they will see like psychics and wizards and witches and everything like that doing certain things, and it looks like that they're spiritual gifts that have come down from heaven. But can I tell you one of the major differences between all that psychic stuff and between what God does in his people? Intervention. Intervention. Because in the realm of the spirit, we can see something and we can pray and God can intervene. In the realm of the spirit that they're in, they can maybe see something, but the only thing they can do is manipulate circumstance or people around it. Yeah. Say it out loud. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's something about, you see, the divine nature of God. And when I said yes to Jesus, and I said yes to his spirit, and I started to, just become a lot more kind of, it's like the prophetic nature cracked in me like an egg. And this prophetic nature became more and more obvious, more and more real. And I started to think to myself, wow, this thing has been in there. Traits and traces have been in there since day one. But now God is putting his thing on it. I said, I cannot keep this thing to myself. Thank God for the eagle nature. Hallelujah. May you become eagles in Jesus' mighty name. Because you know the Bible says that's what we already are. We are eagle-like in nature. We can soar into the heavenlies. The Lord asked me a question. He said, what do you think the eagle thinks when it encounters its first storm? Did you know eagles, they have an ability to detect storms? Did you know that? They have an inbuilt weather mechanism, and their feathers, the wingtip feathers, are so sensitive that they can detect when a storm is coming. Imagine that. Nobody trains them. They didn't go to meteorological school. It's in their nature. There's something on the inside of them. You know, God has given us a prophetic nature like that, that we can tell things. Have you ever, I'm sure, anyone who's been in Christ longer than a couple of years or so, if you've really gotten serious with God and you've received the Holy Spirit and you've said, yes, I want that supernatural nature of Christ on the inside of me, then there will have been times where in your spirit you just didn't feel right. Something wasn't quite right, but you didn't know what it was. And then a few days later, something manifested, and you thought to yourself, aha, that's what it was. What's that? That's the eagle nature. That's exactly the same thing. The ability to detect the storm. Say it out loud. I have an ability to detect the storms in Jesus' name. Now, you see, one of the things that God does, the reason he does stuff like that is so that we can, prepare spiritually for what's coming. There's a rumble. The only way I can describe it, if you've never encountered it, it's like a rumbling in your spirit. There's something ain't right. I'm not sure what it is. And as a result, I'm going to shut my door. I'm going to get into my prayer closet. I'm going to seek God, and I'm going to push through in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's something about it. That eagle nature is so necessary for this day and age. Jesus said concerning the Holy Spirit, he said that the Spirit of God who comes, he said he will take what is mine, declare it to you, and he will show you things to come. So the ability to see things to come, whether we know it or not, is on the inside of us. Amen. Jeremiah, do you remember that scripture, Jeremiah 1:12? The Lord said to me, Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? Turn to your neighbor and tell them, what do you see? Concerning your future, what do you see? Ask them. Concerning your future, what do you see? What do you see? You see, if there's nothing specific that you can see, you can push the word of God out there concerning your future. Yes. Bible says the future of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. So that's a great place to start. How many of you want life to get brighter and brighter? Stick it in your mouth. Close your eyes and say, Father, I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready to rise. Lord God, let my wingtips be sensitive. Most people don't even know they've got wings. Think about it for a second. In the realm of the spirit, if what the Bible says is true, we are winged creatures. We have wings. Isn't that good? Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall rise up with wings as eagles. The Lord said to me once, he said, you know, Jesus has wings. You think about it. The Son of Righteousness with what? Healing in his, where? In his wings. So in the realm of the Spirit, Jesus has wings. May you fly. You don't need witchcraft to fly. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can fly on your own in Jesus' name. I remember experiences in my prayer closet where my eyes are shut and I'm fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit and I feel like I'm at 25, 28,000 feet. I'm just up above everything, every circumstance, every situation, every problem. I'm just high on the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, there's no high like the Most High. I am convinced. I'm so convinced that so many people seek what we have in drug addiction, in popping all kinds of things. I was reading about, what do they call this synthetic stuff, spice. and all those kind of things. And the laws have had to change. The laws in the UK have had to change because at a molecular level, they're making this stuff faster than the judiciary can ban it. Because what they do, they'll just change a couple of molecules in the structure and it becomes a legal high again. And I'm thinking, wow, like, why do you have to blow yourself out on this stuff? If you really can, and that's what people are looking to get. You know, they talk about getting high. And really what it is, I really believe, a desperation to get up over circumstance. When there's a place in God that you can get to, that you don't need that stuff. Thank God Almighty for that ability, that nature. I want us to listen to some of the nature that's coming. The Lord showed me, he said, what does the eagle think when it encounters its first storm? Do you know what eagles do? When an eagle discerns that a storm is coming, his feathers become sensitive, it's very sensitive to changes in humidity, wind direction, everything like that, it will fly up to the nearest high place. Imagine this, right? A storm is coming. It doesn't know what it is because it's the first time that it's encountered a storm. But it automatically knows what to do. What's that? That's the eagle nature. May God release the eagle nature in you like never before in the name of Jesus Christ. It can get you places. You know, God wants us to do well. He wants us to go places. He wants to take us on life's adventure. It's not from one day to the next. It, like one meal to the next. It's not like that old punk rock song, birth, school, work, death, birth, school, work, death, birth, school, work, death. It's not that. That was a punk song. Did you know that? In the 70s, that was the whole song. Four lyrics. And it went on for 3 minutes. Birth, school, work, death, birth, school, work, death. Yeah. Ridiculous. But somehow profound in terms of what these people were seeing in the lives of so many people. God wants us to have the best. Jesus said, he said, I've come that they might have life and life more abundantly. So that's the destination of what God has for us. Say it out loud. I have by the Spirit of God, the abundant life, not the 5 day a week life. But the superabundant life in Jesus' name. That's our portion. That's our inheritance. So anyway, this eagle, he sees the storm coming and he takes off to a high place. Then when the storm reaches a certain proximity, it uses the nature of the storm to rise right above it. There has never been an eagle caught in a storm in history. Isn't that amazing? Because they can sense something coming. There's a discernment on the inside of them that God himself, this is why I know, guys, you listening to me by Facebook Live, Charles Darwin is a liar. A liar. There is nothing on earth like the eagle. There are instincts and things in its nature that are not seen anywhere else. It has, get this, it has UV filters over its eyes. It's not just got like we blink. It's not just got eyelids. It's got UV filters because where it flies, the UV is so strong that it would blind people if they didn't have filters. That's why if you ever see, you know, these fighter pilots, they've got these helmets that come over and like, I mean, most of that is to filter the UV to stop them from going blind. Isn't that awesome? And the eagle didn't have to go to Specsavers to get his, that, do you see what I'm saying? It's there, it's in the nature, it's already there. And God says that we have been given this nature. There was three scriptures in Peter that I just want to share with you. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter 1:23. For you, that's you, that's me, have been born again, not of seed which is perishable. In fact, in the King James, it says, you have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. So if you have been born again, you really have been born again. It's not just something that we like, oh yeah, oh hallelujah, oh you're born again, oh yeah, I'm born again, oh hi, oh hallelujah, praise the Lord, brother. No, this is something where your very nature has been changed. Something so deep and so profound has happened that you have been born again that it takes a lifetime to draw out what has actually happened. Hallelujah. How many know what I'm saying is true? There's stuff on the inside of you that is yet to be explored. It's yet to be investigated. There's realms that you've touched on in ministry. There's realms that you've touched on in prayer. There's realms that you've touched on in the word. But you know there's another level beyond. I know it. I've seen it in my own life where I've reached what I knew to be the borders of and the parameters of my ministry, and then God says, welcome to a brand new world, sunshine, and suddenly a brand new door is open, and it's like, wow. And our capacity, this is something that I've learned, our capacity to open up into those realms is immeasurable, it's infinite, it's the eagle nature. It's like you imagine you've lived your life, I don't know, 5-6 years as an eagle, and the next thing a storm's coming, you didn't even know you could go that high. I read the story once and it stuck in my mind of a Delta Airlines plane going from Anchorage in Alaska to somewhere in America. I can't remember which city. And they were about 32, 33,000 feet high. And the plane is bowling along as it does about 500 miles an hour. And the next thing, a salmon drops into the windshield of the plane and lodges in between, because they've got these little dinky wipers for when they're on the runway, lodges into the wiper mechanism of the plane. A salmon. And when the plane landed, because they have the air investigation, the NTSB over in America, the only conclusion they could draw was that an eagle dropped it. Wow. Isn't that remarkable? I mean, these dudes are something. And God compares us who wait upon the Lord to eagles. Wow. Not the Nigeria football team all. Super eagles. Dear God, deliver us. I pray Nigeria do very well in Jesus' name. Hey. Wow. There is a nature. There's a nature that's so, so profound on the inside of you. It can change the way you think about life, about family, about morality. I mean, you wouldn't want to have known my morality before I got saved. I mean, I didn't have none. If you were good looking and even vaguely female, I was... Anyway. just being honest, praise God Almighty. I mean, God had a lot to sort out in me when I got born again. A lot. Thank God for the new nature. The new nature. The new nature's in there. You just got to give it the opportunity to come out. Father, I want to think the way you think. I want to act the way you act. I want to do what you do. I want to know what is your portion in my life and what is my portion in your life. That was one thing I was so glad about, that when I gave my life to Jesus, I really gave my life to Jesus. I'm so glad for that. I don't even know how I could, but I did. Somehow the divine nature, the call of God was in there drawing me further and further and further into Christ Jesus. May that be your portion and your inheritance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Next scripture, 1 Peter 2 and verse number 9. 1 Peter 2, 9. I love this. I love it. I love it. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I've been able to take every word of God that God has put in the scriptures, like literally and seriously. So when I started reading, you're a chosen generation. Do you know what I thought? I'm a chosen generation. When it said you're a royal priesthood, I said to myself, wow, I'm a royal priesthood. So certain things have got to change in my life, in my nature, to make the cut of what God says I already am. If God says that I'm that, then he's cleverer than I am. So there must be something that's on the inside of me that can be outwalked for me to achieve what he says I already am. Does that make sense? There's things in us, you see, that we don't know until we start that walk with God. We don't know they're there. We don't know. How could you know? How could you know? God can call you things that you wouldn't have dreamt in a million years that you are, and then as a result of walking with him, you become them. Wow. I mean, this nature stuff is amazing. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you have the nature of an eagle. Hallelujah to Jesus. You were a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Dude, when I got saved, I was an unholy mess. Priesthood, hey, forget it. Chosen. The only way I would have been chosen was if there was a lineup down Tottenham Police Station and it was one of them, what do they call it? Identity parade. That's literally all, hey. Chosen for the dole queue. My goodness. Oh, I did get chosen to play for my pub. Playing pool. That was it. Yeah, thank you, Anto. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Yeah, that was my one achievement. Praise Jesus. That you should what? Show forth the praises of him. There's something that comes out of you. When the eagle nature is living big in you, there's something that comes out of you. It just shines, it radiates. People used to say to me, I don't know what it is. There's something about you. And I don't quite know what it is, but I like it. And I knew what it was. It's that eagle nature. May it rise and shine out of you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm convinced, looking through the scriptures, I am totally convinced that that is what drew the men of old, our heroes of old, people like Joseph, people like Daniel, people that say, like any circumstance whatsoever just couldn't keep them down. I mean, you imagine what they went through, being thrown into the lion's den. I've got this sneaky feeling in my heart, like knowing what I know about lions right now, I've got this sneaky feeling that Daniel, one of the first jobs he was given in the king's house was to feed the lions. I've just got, so when they associated Daniel, they thought friend, not foe. I don't know, but I've just got that kind of sneaky suspicion that God would set it up like that. Miraculous nonetheless, because a hungry lion dude, he's going to remember he's a lion and he's going to swallow you whole at something. You know, if it's you and the lion, you're out, mate. That's just the way it is. So it's still miraculous in nature. But I just get this sneaky suspicion. Every time I see Daniel, I see him petting a baby lion and, like, you know, feeding him and looking after him and all that kind of thing. Isn't that just like God? He will set the thing up from long ago so that you just step out and walk into it. And everyone's looking at you thinking, how did they do that? And you say, well, this kind God do. I never see a time. 1 Peter 4, verse 14. 1 Peter 4, 14. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Could you go back to the New American now? Please, Clive, thank you so much. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you know what? The name of Christ to some people is repulsive. That's what the Bible says. and there's nothing really you can do about it. The Bible says you are an aroma from life to life for some people, and you are the stink of death to others. But just make sure that you've washed so you know if you stink is because it's in their nostrils and not your armpits. Amen. That one's a revelation. Yeah. That's 1 Paolo 6. Glory to God. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed. Because, now watch this. This is what the Lord showed me this morning. He said, there's two spirits that can rest on you. They're both of the Spirit of God, but God deliberately separates them out. He segregates them. He sifts them and makes a difference in the word to show you a couple of things. He says, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. So there's a Spirit of glory that can rest upon you. How many of you just like that? I bet you that if you know Christ and you're living his way, that Spirit of glory has already visited you. And you've known there's a certain, like, I've felt it sometimes when I've gone out to minister in places that I've never been. And somehow God is like, it's like an approval sticker from heaven. That's the only way I can, it's like God himself laying his hand upon you as you go out to minister, or as you go in to a business situation, or whatever it is. There's been several times that I've experienced that, and it's like, wow, man, I wouldn't swap this for a ring of gold, like around the whole planet. There's nothing like this. You're just glowing. It's the Spirit of glory and of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. May you receive that eagle nature. In the name of Jesus, may these words rest on you so that you start to hunger and thirst for the things of God, that he can transform your nature into the nature that he's already given you. Would you stand to your feet right now? I want us to thank God for his word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for this eagle nature. We thank you so much, Lord God, that there's things in us that we don't even know are there until they're needed. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us a nature. We have been born again, Lord God. We aren't just hanging around born again people, but we who have made Jesus our Lord have been born again. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Lord, I pray that eagle nature grow on the inside of us, that we will achieve more than we ever could have imagined, Heavenly Father, in this life and in the life to come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.